You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au.
We light this chalice as a symbol of our connection, not only with the Unitarians around the world, but people of liberal faith everywhere. We also remember that we are a welcoming church. All sizes, colours, ages, cultures, sexes, beliefs, religions, types, all people are welcome here. Let's join in the first songs this morning, our hymns. If Cobwebs Fill the Corners, an odd title. I think you recognise the tune. It's sung to God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and it comes from the Spirit of Life hymnal that was arranged for the southern continents, mainly New Zealand and Australia.
The mind is restless, unsteady, hard to guard, hard to control. The wise one makes it straight like a fletcher straightens an arrow. How good it is to rein the mind, which is unruly, capricious, rushing wherever it pleases. The mind, so harnessed, will bring one happiness. Your worst enemy cannot harm you as much as your own unguarded thoughts. A well-directed mind creates more happiness than even the loving actions of your parents.
So Jenny's address begins with, "Do you ever struggle with negative thinking?" I guess we all do. If you have a harsh inner critic or get caught in worry, stress, anxiety, depression, or wrestle with low self-worth, then you know some of the symptoms firsthand. Negative or unhelpful thinking patterns can have a strong and sometimes devastating impact on our relationships, our health, our work, our lives. Once we learn to recognize and identify negative thought patterns as they occur, we can start to step back from them. In this way, we can see the thoughts in our head as simply that, thoughts, not reality. You see, when we are fused with our thoughts, we tend to take our thoughts very, very seriously. We believe them. We buy into them and we obey them. We play them out. When we are not fused with our thoughts, we can step back and observe them. Then we don't take our thoughts too seriously. We hold them lightly. We only listen to them if we find them helpful. We certainly don't take our thoughts to be the truth, and we don't need to automatically obey them. Mental thoughts move through the mind all the time, just like clouds through the sky. We can have a choice in how we choose to respond to them. Imagine waking up one morning and seeing that it's raining. It's possible a thought might come into your head, "What a dreadful day." Now, is it true? No, of course not. It's simply raining. However, if you believe the thought, "What a dreadful day," then guess what you will probably have? That's right, you'll probably have a dreadful day. In other words, if you believe a thought like that, it can generate negativity. It's completely normal to have negative thoughts. It's part of our evolutionary history. There is nothing wrong with you. We all have minds that have evolved to be constantly on the lookout for problems and dangers. The problem is not that we have negative thoughts. The problem comes when we believe our thoughts are true. When you are no longer entangled in thoughts, they lose their grip on you and lose their power to generate unpleasant and unwelcome emotion. Let's go back to the example of waking up to a rainy day. Imagine you are lying in bed in the morning. You look out of the window and you see it's raining, and once again the thought arises, "What a dreadful day." And perhaps you're starting to imagine what that day is going to bring to you in a dreadful way. If you don't buy into it, then your experience would be like this. You're watching the rain falling, then you also watch the thought as simply a mental event. You see the thought, "What a dreadful day," arise and fall away just as the rain is falling. And since you don't take it seriously or believe it, it generates no negativity, passes by easily, and you're free to lay there relaxed and at ease, enjoying the pitter-patter of the rain on the roof. As you can see, the ability to recognize unhelpful thinking and step back from it is extremely liberating. It can change the quality of your whole day, indeed, your whole life. "It has mind," says Jenny. In 1977, I went to a Tibetan Buddhist monastery in Nepal for a month-long retreat for Westerners. It was there I learned about the power of the mind and the thoughts I had that created my reality. I also learned skillful ways to look at things to create inner peace and happiness. When an unhelpful thought pattern and the associated emotion arises, try to let it go. By let it go, I simply mean to stop giving it your attention and stop taking it so seriously. Realize it's just a thought, not reality. Think, "I am doing this to myself." Notice that many negative thoughts mostly flow from two directions. The first is dwelling on the past. Maybe you ruminate over mistakes, problems, guilt, and anything in your life that didn't go the way you believe it should have gone. The second is worrying about the future, fear of what may or may not happen for yourself, for others, or the planet. Either that, or we judge and mentally label things in the present moment to be bad. There is nothing negative, per se, about simply reflecting on past experiences. This is how we learn, grow, and mature as people. Negativity arises when you dwell on a situation repeatedly with no real intention to learn and grow, but instead you're beating yourself up or wishing things were different, instead of being accepting of things as they are. It is what it is. Negative thoughts often revolve around what is wrong in your life. Your attention becomes fixated on and exaggerates the so-called negative aspects of your life. Here, your mind will often downplay what is going well. For example, you may have a wonderful family, food to eat and shelter, but your car breaks down, and it's all you can think about and focus on all week long. You allow the situation of your car to dominate your thinking, and negative emotions arise as a result. All week you are frustrated, angry, and depressed when your focus could be expanded to what is going well and what you're grateful for. The truth is, the car has a problem. It's no longer running and needs to be taken to a mechanic. That is a simple fact. Ruminating continuously on the situation is not constructive at all and is another way we can be trapped in negativity. If you have this habit of lamenting over your sorrows and problems, you may constantly feel frustrated, anxious, and depressed. When you are so absorbed with what is wrong, you are unable to see what is right. We can get stuck in the story we tell ourselves, the storyline that repeats and takes over from what is really happening in the present moment, the moment of now, the only time that really exists. Everything else is a memory or a projection. If you're not enjoying your thoughts, change the story. Come into the present moment. Be there now. When we are lost in negative thinking, we tend to be so engrossed in thoughts that we completely lose touch with what is actually happening in the present moment of our lives. We miss the little pleasures of living each day, the sunlight on our skin, the taste of food we're eating, a real connection with someone while they are talking. When we're lost in our heads, we lose touch with the world around us, and we lose touch with ourselves. To become more present and able to step out of negative thinking, one powerful method is to come to your senses. To do this, simply redirect your attention out of the thoughts in your head and bring your attention to sense your perceptions. Whether you're in your home, at the office, in the park, or on the bus, notice everything around you. Use your senses to their fullest. Don't get into a mental dialogue about the things you see. Just be aware of what you are experiencing in this moment. Be aware of the sounds, the scents, the sensation of the air on your skin, or the contact points with the seat beneath you. Be there fully in the moment. This is a form of mindfulness practice. And maybe if we just take a little moment now to practice that for Jenny. So if we just sit and become aware of everything around us, everything in this room, the seat beneath you, your feet on the carpet. Be in the now. When we pay attention to our direct sensory experience, there's simply little or no room left in our attention for all the excessive thinking that we do. Coming to our senses calms the mind and grounds us in the present moment. Now, it's not that we're aiming to live completely immersed in our senses all the time. That wouldn't be possible. It's appropriate to think when it's useful, of course. But we can use this awareness of our senses to ground and center us in a greater awareness when we find ourselves caught up in negative thinking. And when I read that from Jenny, I thought about the amount of media coverage that we're being bombarded with at the moment about the dreadful fires in a nation and how that can bring you down. And an example of that to me was our granddaughter, who's 8, who was fixated on any bit of news she could hear about the fires and the dreadful things that were happening. So we had to be very careful about how much information we were giving her, not to add to that negativity. It is almost impossible to be both fully in the moment, in our senses, and keep the negativity going. At the core of each of us is a space that knows deep peace. As we grow up, we tend to get more and more drawn into the mind, our problems, our goals, our hopes, our fears, our desires. We tend to get so busy, caught up, and lose touch with the deeper sense of self, this pure, unconditioned awareness. It becomes easy for us to be drawn into negative thinking the more we lose touch with ourselves and lose ourselves in the mind. In fact, research from Harvard University shows that most people are mind-wandering 47% of their day. Imagine the ocean. Sometimes the waves can be turbulent, but the depths are unaffected, calm and peaceful. Our minds have the same nature. There is a perfect stillness in each of us, just beneath our conditioning, thoughts and habits which can sometimes be very agitated. There is a quiet place inside, and it's always available to us, a calm refuge. Mindfulness is the practice of waking up to that wellspring of wholeness and peace. It's waking up out of mind wandering, where we are lost in our heads, our old beliefs, habits, reactions, and thinking patterns, so that we're able to live deliberately. Through mindfulness, we build our capacity to live from that deeper awareness and tame the mind. Regular mindfulness meditation has been shown to decrease stress, depression, and anxiety, as well as improving immune function. People who practice meditation report overall levels of satisfaction with life higher than others. In fact, researcher and psychologist Matt Killingworth found that what makes people most happy is being fully present in the moment, and that the more our minds wander, the more unhappy we become. There is so much power in this simple practice. By practicing daily mindfulness, you will gradually cultivate more awareness and be less caught up in your mind. Your mind is like a muscle that you can stretch with conscious effort of watching it. Each time your mind wanders in meditation, your task is to notice it and then detach from your thought stream and come back to your breath in the moment. This is a practice of untangling from thoughts over and over again, a habit that translates into the rest of your life too. It becomes a habit to notice your thoughts and let go with ease. Each time you let go of the thought stream and come back into the present moment, you tap into the stillness and wholeness of who you are. A sense of peace, lightness, and joy arises more and more with each time you practice. Each time you are kind and gentle with yourself, when your mind wanders, instead of criticizing yourself, you are strengthening your self-compassion for challenging moments in the rest of your daily life. You become more resilient to stress and cultivate a kinder mind. Each time you observe the mind is an opportunity for insight into your mind's habits and patterns, and you grow in what we might call wisdom and self-awareness. Thank you. is by Karen Lewis Foley, a UU minister in the States. May we honour and hold gently our past. May we live fully our present. May we hope toward and build our future, living this ideal, to be a spiritual community, to welcome all, to nurture one another, to work for justice, and to care for the earth. May these walls around us breathe with the hope, faith, and love of the ages. May they never become walls that separate to hold us in and others out. May they be like arms that reach outward to embrace our community and our beautiful and broken world, extending our ministry to all with healing, justice, service, and love. Let us go forth in joy, live in peace, and return in love. So may it be. Amen.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitarianSA@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching SA Unitarians.